One more item. Here's something a lot of us have in common. Broken appliances. Broken air conditioner. Broken down heating system. Broken down washer dryer. Broken down refrigerator. And if you're a homeowner, you know just how expensive it is to get one of those things fixed, let alone what happens if more than one appliance breaks down at the same time. Well, if you're a homeowner, you can get all of your appliances on a warranty plan that guarantees protection for all of your home appliances in case they break down. And best of all, it will only cost you about $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club at 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. The call is free, and if you're one of the first 25 callers, your first month membership in the Home Service Club will also be free. Home Service Club, warranty plan, guarantees protection for all of your appliances for less than $1 a day. 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168.
Hi, this is Stanley Livingston, Chip from My Three Sons, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
I don't think I want to endorse Stiffen Up anymore.
Oh, here we go. Diva mode.
It's not diva mode.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like diva mode to me. And I don't want to hear it. I didn't put up with diva mode from Betty White. I'm not putting up with diva mode from you.
I'm just worried that it perpetuates a stereotype about old people. I get that it's funny, but you don't see many old people on TV. And, you know, if this...
Oh, sorry.
I dozed off during your monologue, Hamlet.
Ed Roberts, along with our guests Perry Gilpin and the Burton sisters, Ursula Burton, Jennifer Burton, Maria Burton, Gabrielle Burton, and Charity Burton. Perry is the star, and the Burton sisters are the producers and creators of Old Guy. Old Guy, a 6-episode comedy series that satirizes how the film and TV industry often portrays older actors. Old Guy also stars the Burtons' father, Roger Burton, and is based on a book written by their mother, Gabrielle Burton, as well as on Roger's experiences as an actor in his 70s and 80s. All 6 episodes of Old Guy are available for streaming on demand for free at oldguycomedy.com, oldguycomedy.com. This being Emmy consideration week as this program airs, 3 of the episodes of Old Guy, including the pilot episode and episode number 4, which is the one we've been talking about with the dramatic reenactment, 3 of the 6 episodes of Old Guy have been submitted for considerations for Emmy nominations for short form comedy or drama, while Perry Gilpin and Roger Burton have also been submitted for considerations for Emmy nominations for Best Actress and Best Actor, respectively, in a short-form comedy or drama. We do have a lot of Academy members in our listening audience, so Academy members, if you've not already done so, watch Old Guy at oldguycomedy.com and then nominate Perry and nominate Roger and nominate the show itself. You can follow Old Guy Comedy Series on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, as well as youtube.com/Five Sisters Films. You can follow Perry Gilpin on Twitter and Instagram. Perry, we have a few listener questions we'd like to ask you. This is from Sue. Sue is listening to us in San Francisco. Perry, I thought that Roz was a very real character on Frasier. I know several people like Roz who are incredibly fun and incredibly vulnerable, but who did not take crap from anybody, especially Frasier. Did you base Roz on any one person or a combination of people?
Oh, I love you, Sue. What a great description of that character. With a lot of people, yeah, and I think the writers just kept sort of letting it. I think they originally kind of based it on a real person named Roz Doyle, mm-hmm. who was their producer on Wings, who had passed away. She had breast cancer, and as an ode to her, they named the character Roz Doyle. And I think that so I think in their minds it was Roz. And then when I came in and started playing it, you know, I think they sort of wrote to my strengths and to what I did best with Frasier, you know, to what Roz and Frasier, what their relationship was. I think that was one of the first things they were trying to figure out. And I know, along with everybody else's, but I know that they wanted the radio station to feel like a place that Frasier wasn't 100% familiar with and confident about yet at the beginning. So they just needed a person who really knew what they were doing and that could kind of show him the ropes and tell him that he was not doing a good job. They just needed that, you know. Now, and then he did do a good job. Also tell him when he did do a good job, but just somebody that he felt a little off-kilter with, I think.
Yeah, and I can tell you, Perry, I've been in enough radio stations. I've done enough shows in radio studios. I don't know whether you talked to actual producers when you first prepared to play Roz, but you had the personality of a producer down when you started playing her.
Oh, that's wonderful. We did. We all went to ABC Studios here in LA, and you know, we watched people do those jobs.
This is an email. It's really more of a comment. This is from Eric Kaufman. Eric is the market manager and an on-air personality of KPLT, which is our affiliate station in Paris, Texas. Ed, I don't know whether Perry remembers me, but I went to high school with her, Skyline High School in Dallas. We were both in the performing arts school together. You're going to have a good time talking to her. She is very cool. Do you remember Eric?
Oh, that's so nice. Eric's last name?
Kaufman.
Eric Kaufman, of course. Of course, of course, of course. Yes. What a sweetheart. So he's at a radio station in Paris?
Yes, KPLT. They carry us on Sunday nights.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level. The who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Perry Gilpin is on the line with us, along with the Burton sisters, Ursula Burton, Jennifer Burton, Maria Burton, Gabrielle Burton, and Charity Burton. Perry is the star, and the Burton sisters are the producers and creators of Old Guy. Old Guy, a 6-episode comedy series that satirizes how the film and TV industry often portrays older actors. All 6 episodes of Old Guy are available for streaming on demand for free at oldguycomedy.com, oldguycomedy.com. Program note, folks, at this point during the recording, we momentarily lost Perry. So while we were working to patch her back in on the call, we went ahead and asked the Burton sisters some general questions about their dad and Old Guy itself. Roger was also a jazz musician. Each episode of Old Guy opens and closes with a wonderful ragtime tune. Is that a piece of music that Roger composed, or how did you discover that?
I think that actually, that's a wonderful idea. This is Gabrielle, sister number 4. And Jennifer, you might know from the editing with Lai San Ho.
Lai San Ho was a fabulous editor. She was a student of mine at Tufts University where I teach, and then went on and is now a wonderful editor. Well, she was a great editor then, even as a student, but she's on This Is Us and big shows now. She edited Old Guy and found the music. This was not actually Dad's piece, though he did love music always, and he had started out professionally playing when he was only a teenager and went on. So they were very happy with how the music worked in it. We wanted something upbeat with a little bit of a nostalgic, jazzy feel, but that would get people in the right mood for a comedy that also makes you think.
Exactly.
And Jennifer, Drew Ansis was also editor.
Drew Ansis actually edited the part that you think is so hilarious, the one of episode 4 with the recreation.
Yes, I'm not kidding. I laughed out loud and almost fell out of my chair because...
What's funny about that recreation is that, you know, I've seen it a billion times, obviously, throughout the whole editing part, but you still can slow it down to reread some of the... scrolling things because we made them really fast.
Yes, so, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Roger, your dad, was a teacher for 25 years. Gabrielle, your mom, was a screenwriter, was a novelist. What's interesting is, you know, just reading up on all five of you, is some of you followed your dad's path and became teachers. Some of you followed your mom's paths and became writers or creatives. And some of you did both. Was that coincidence? Was that by design?
This is Maria. I think that we very much grew up in an artist household. Like, our mom would read us her writing every night after dinner, what she'd written that day. And both our parents loved movies and took us to a lot of movies. And, of course, Dad, I have so many memories of falling asleep with music in the house because... Dad, being a musician, he didn't just play professionally. He loved music, and so there was always so much music and often live music being played. So I think it just was very natural when we grew up with that.
And this is Jennifer, sister number two. I think that actually all of us combine teaching and the arts. So Charity works in the LA Public Schools, but she's a dance teacher, and she teaches kids to sort of find the pleasure and possibility of movement and things. And she also obviously is part of Five Sisters Production, so she has an artistic life there too. And I teach at Tufts University. I teach filmmaking, and then also I'm a professor of the practice, so I have filmmaking practice with Five Sisters. And Ursula has the same thing, that she's a professor of the practice at Otis and is also part of Five Sisters. And Maria's taught at Maine, and Gabriella also has taught. So I think that we all have this dual interest in making work that's entertaining and that also raises conversations and has people sort of figure out possibilities in their lives and in the lives of other people that they might not have thought about. So this, I think that in many aspects, we take both parts of our parents and use it in all of our work.
Yeah, if you could create art that entertains and makes people stop and think, you really do have the best of both worlds.
Right, and I mean, one thing that Old Guy is about the power of the media. How do we learn about what older age is like? So much of what we get is from watching older people on television. So especially in American culture, there's many, many people who don't live with people, you know, grandparents or whatever. They're really living more with people who are their own age. And older people live with older people, right? So we don't have as many of the multi-generational relationships. And that's one thing that's really been wonderful about making Old Guy, in that one of the things that people who work on age say is that it's really wonderful to have intergenerational relationships, and that the more that we can sort of have friendships with people that are of different ages, the more we realize what everyone is like and what lives are like, and aren't able to stereotype because we know people as our friends. So when we made Old Guy, we had people on set from zero. There was an infant on set all the way up to, you know, over 90. So it was a wonderful way of sort of using this intergenerational working and friendships, and also making something that is about challenging some ideas about how we age.
Yeah,
and also, our mom was writing a book called Don't Sit Down Yet, mm-hmm. that was about how you don't have to just decide, oh, now I'm done with life, I just have to wait to die. Mm-hmm. That you just can keep going and having adventures and a rich and full life. And as has been mentioned, she was a novelist, but then she was the oldest student ever selected to go to AFI, American Film Institute. And she did so well while she was there. She won the Mary Pickford Prize. One of her screenplays was selected for the Nickel, which is given by the Motion Picture Academy. Mm-hmm. And they were saying, wow, she's, you know, there must be something to this life experience, you know, that a writer, her writing was so rich because of her life experience.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times.
I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
All 6 episodes of Old Guy are available for streaming on demand for free at oldguycomedy.com, oldguycomedy.com. Old Guy, 6-episode comedy series produced by and created by the Burton sisters, Ursula Burton, Jennifer Burton, Maria Burton, Gabrielle Burton, and Charity Burton, and starring Perry Gilpin. Perry Gilpin, the actress known around the world as Roz Doyle on Frasier. I understand Perry is back on the line?
We are.
Okay.
Hey, you guys. Woohoo!
All right. Okay.
Back to the Perry question.
Okay. Perry, this is from David. David is listening to us in Brandon, Florida. Ed, please tell Perry that I loved Frasier. That is the last TV sitcom that I really followed on a regular basis. I'm also a big fan of animated shows. Does Perry have any memories of playing the voice of Volcana on Superman and the Justice League show?
Oh, yeah. I have great memories of that. Mark Hamill and Peter Gallagher and my friend Arlene, which is how I knew Paul Dini, who wrote it, and Dana Delaney. I remember going, and we were all in one big room, and it was so much fun. It was great. I have great memories of that. I have a couple of cells from it, too.
That makes a difference, I would think, Perry, when you're able to do an animated show and have your fellow actors in the same room versus being isolated and have to talk to a wall.
Yeah, it was just cool that everyone was there. I don't remember the exact circumstances. I just remember we were all in the same huge studio. Also, King of the Hill would do it that way, too.
Yeah,
it is. It is really fun to do it that way because, yeah, you're playing with the people that you're doing it with. Absolutely. It's great.
I'm sure I'm not the first person to ask you this, but let me ask it anyway, Perry. I keep hearing their thoughts about doing a reimagining of Frasier or an update of Frasier. Is that something in the works that you're able to talk about?
Yeah, I mean, there's been lots of talk about it. There have been lots of phone calls and lots of things. It's very real. I know people are working on it now. So I think there's a possibility that there will be one. There is a possibility. I just think that whatever they're working on now, there's probably just a lot of pressure, you know, for it to be really good. And I'm sure that they're going to do that. So we'll see what happens. Sorry. That's all. It's the craziest answer, but it's just kind of the truth.
No, it is. Look, especially right now. I mean, especially right now where nobody knows when and if they're going to be able to shoot anything. You know, because we're in such an unusual time right now. But what I love about Frasier is that, I mean, you'll indulge me, this is the English major in me. It reminded me in many ways of French farce, like a Molière play. You know, the comic timing, the fast-paced comic timing, the misunderstandings, and then the crazy, you know, reveal at the end. It was like watching a French farce every week.
I agree. Totally agree.
Perry Gilpin stars in Old Guy, 6-episode comedy series that satirizes how the film and TV industry often portrays older actors. All 6 episodes of Old Guy are available for streaming on demand for free at oldguycomedy.com. oldguycomedy.com, oldguycomedy.com. Three of the six episodes of Old Guy have been submitted for Emmy nominations for Outstanding Short Form Comedy or Drama, while both Perry Gilpin and Roger Burton have been submitted for Emmy nominations contender for Best Actress and Best Actor, respectively, in a Short Form Comedy or Drama. You can follow Perry Gilpin on Twitter and on Instagram. Perry Gilpin, thank you so much. I hope we'll have a chance to chat again.
You're welcome.
Old Guy is produced by Five Sisters Productions. Five Sisters Productions, the company run by the Burton sisters, Ursula Burton, Jennifer Burton, Maria Burton, Gabrielle Burton, and Charity Burton. You can follow Old Guy at facebook.com/Old Guy Comedy Series, as well as Twitter, Instagram, and the Five Sisters Film Channel on YouTube. You all are a lot of fun. I hope you'll come back and visit me again on TV Confidential.
Oh, you're all wonderful. That was intrigued. Thank you. Totally pleasure.
We'll play more of our conversation with Hugh Downs when we come back on TV Confidential.
An adult elephant can weigh up to 6 tons. The average person, 150 pounds. Ever heard of carfentanil? It's a large wild animal tranquilizer. Illegal drug dealers lace heroin with it. It can kill the average human. If you or a loved one is addicted to opiates, even pain pills, don't wait until it's too late. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. We care. Many of us have been where you are. We'll take you or a loved one away from the drug environment to a place you can clean out safely. Plus, we'll work with your insurance company to make sure you get the treatment you need. And with a Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed by law to get away for help without telling your employer why. Call now to save a life.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991.
One more item. Here's something a lot of us have in common. Broken appliances. Broken air conditioner. Broken down heating system, broken down washer dryer, broken down refrigerator. And if you're a homeowner, you know just how expensive it is to get one of those things fixed, let alone what happens if more than one appliance breaks down at the same time. Well, if you're a homeowner, you can get all of your appliances on a warranty plan that guarantees protection for all of your home appliances in case they break down. And best of all, it will only cost you about $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club at 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168. The call is free, and if you're one of the first 25 callers, your first month membership in the Home Service Club will also be free. Home Service Club, warranty plan, guarantees protection for all of your appliances for less than $1 a day. 800-264-3168, 800-264-3168.
Hi, this is Jacqueline Smith. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Ed Robertson, author friend Donna Allen Figueroa, who I understand has a new book out.
Yes, it's entitled Fall Again Beginnings. It's the first part of a four-part contemporary romantic series set against the background of working actors.
Something that you know a thing or two about.
Well, you write what you know, and I have been working in the business for several years.
It is not necessarily autobiographical, but it's based on...
Sure, many of the experiences that the actors in my book have, many have happened to me, many have happened to friends of mine. It's not, if you're looking for Valley of the Dolls, it's not. It's grounded in reality.
It is grounded in reality, and it's the first in a series.
Yes.
Called the Fall Again series.
Fall Again.
Which is available as a paperback as well as an ebook and in Kindle at fallagainseries.com. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.